you're very welcome. Thanks indeed for joining us. Colm O'Brien here, another Coffee with Colm. Delighted that you chose to join us. And when I say us, I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine, Nicola Connolly-Byrne. Nicola's here. We're going to have a quick chat, just a short chat about our experience at the Pendulum Summit this year, 2024. But first, I'm going to invite Nicola Connolly-Byrne, friend of mine, a personal empowerment specialist, to introduce herself. Nicola, well, very welcome to Coffee with Colm.
Thanks a million. I'm so grateful to you. I love spending time with you. My name is Nicola Connolly-Byrne. I am an empowerment specialist and I help women create healthy boundaries, build confidence and find their voice so that they can make empowered decisions.
Very nice, very succinct, to the point.
Has to be.
met a guy years ago and on the side of his van was just windows. It was a window cleaning guy, right? And I said, why do you do business just windows? And he said, because we don't do floors, we don't do walls, we don't do we do windows. So I love your succinctness there, Nick. Great to have you here. Thanks for joining me here for this quick chat. 10 minutes.
My pleasure.
In and out, you and I, quick cup of coffee. In particular, and before we go here, by the way, just let people know where they can find you.
NicolaConnollyByrne.com. Okay. It's very simple. It's everywhere. It's the same. And it's succinct. NicolaConnollyByrne.com. The end. I make it simple, Colm. I make it simple for people.
I love it. Nicola Connolly-Byrne, you're very welcome to Coffee with Colm. Thanks for joining me. So, folks, we had a wonderful time, a group of us, 20 of us, vagabonds, we called ourselves. We turned up at the Pendulum Summit in early January of 2024, and it was just magical. Made all the more so, dare I say, I think, Nick, you'll agree, by the fact that we were together as a group and we were able to sort of come back, you know, into a group and then disappear back again. But I'm just inviting Nicola as the first of many of the vagabonds, I hope, would come in and share their experience of being at the Pendulum Summit. So, Nicola, a couple of quick questions, if I may.
Yeah.
You came along. I think you had a good time. Did you enjoy it?
Colm, I was absolutely delighted to be invited. I've wanted to go to Pendulum for the last 10 years and the opportunity didn't present itself. However, this year you invited me and I said, yep, I'm absolutely gone. And I think it would have been a completely different experience if I had went on my own. It was lovely to be able to tip in and out of, I want to be on my own right now. I want to go network. Or I want to tip back into my tribe that Colm had created. I got to meet wonderful people within your own personal community. Great, you know, stellar, strong backbone characters. And it made the whole experience far more enriching for me. So I'm very grateful to you for that.
No, my pleasure. My pleasure. But and you're right. And you know what? It was a real, the Vagabond name is a good name because it was a gathering of just
people. We were eclectic, Colm, eclectic.
100%, 100%, but all real people, and that's key. So come here, great, lovely to have had you there. Delighted that it was your first Pendulum experience. Pendulum is gone now, and it was wonderful anyway, but it was great to be there as part of a group. So can you let me know who, if this is a fair question, was a standout speaker? I won't ask for your favourite speaker, but a standout speaker for you and why. Yeah. I want to tell you, Nick, please.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I've seen Jack Kavanagh speaking many, many times. And Jack Kavanagh is a pal of mine. And we hold safe spaces for each other in business and personally. And I didn't think it was possible for him to speak about things that I had never heard him speaking about before. And he floored me. He absolutely floored me. I don't want to tell the story too much because I'm sure I would love for your audience to go and see Jack speaking at some point. But he spoke about a personal experience of his from his school days. And to be honest with you, I was completely taken aback by that. I didn't expect, and this again is socioeconomic backgrounds, privilege, hard working class areas. I didn't expect Jack to have gone through the experience that he did while he was in school. And the fact that he illustrated that so clearly in image on the screen, it was kind of, whoa, okay. Another thing that he said, you know, Jack is paralyzed from the arms down. And what I loved about that particular talk that Jack spoke about was, he didn't make it about his injury. He didn't make it about his accident. It was just by the by, I know he's continuing sitting in a wheelchair, so I feel like I have to kind of explain it a little bit. It wasn't the main part of his talk. But, you know, I always go with a, like, I listen to speakers a lot. And anytime anybody invokes an emotion in me, I say to myself, God, you know, they're good. They're good at their job. If they can bring the lump to my throat and a tear to my eye and make me want to stand up out of my seat and clap, which is exactly what Jack did, even though I've heard him speaking so many times. The last bit that he said about privilege and about the responsibility that privilege brings, that really hit home for me. And I'm all about the small fry and I'm always trying to help, you know, bring people along. But it just solidified for me in his message that we all have a responsibility. Everybody who was in that room has a responsibility to, you know, help another person along. And the only time you should ever be looking down your nose is when you're helping another person up. But his last 15 seconds of his speech, it was a short talk that he did. I think he only spoke for about 10 or 15 minutes, Colm, I'm not too sure. But the last 15 or 20 seconds of his speech, just, it grounded me. And it humbled me. Because we are all privileged. And I felt super privileged to be in the room, in the company that I was in on the day. So yeah, even talking about again now, Colm, I'm getting a lump in my throat about him. He's making me emotional.
Love it. I love it. That's exactly what I'm hoping to achieve with these few snippets.
Yeah.
Nick, thanks for that. And thanks indeed for introducing me to Jack. He and I know each other online, but we never met in real before.
Yeah, I wasn't aware.
No, we hadn't, you know, and Nick very kindly introduced Jack to our little group. And in fact, Jack, you're listening, thanks indeed, because he graced us with his presence. He joined us for lunch. He left the VIP room, right, and came and had lunch with us. So we're delighted with that.
But that's him.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. We're back to 100% real. Jack's talk was absolutely phenomenal, fascinating. And, you know, he got so much. He told three stories, as Nick says. We won't spoil it.
I don't want to ruin it because I want other people to hear him.
Need to hear it. But he told three short stories and asked three very pertinent questions. And hope for a light bulb moment. And it would appear we've got one right here. So Nick spoke, one of many speakers. He was a standout speaker for you and for me, but he's your chosen standout speaker. What one thing will you change, have you already changed for 2024 as a result?
As a result of Jack or as a result of the whole experience?
Your decision, you decide.
Okay. So as a result of Jack, let's just use him for a moment. As a result of Jack, it's making me double down and work even harder to widen the staircase to bring people along with me on their personal development journey. And it's making me, actually, now that I've even said the hairs on the top of my head are standing up again, it's making me want to reach out and work with women who maybe may not have that privilege of ever attending Pendulum. That's what it's after drilling down for me. The other thing that the whole experience taught me is I could identify with so many speakers. Like I could really identify with Brian Penny. I could really identify with John Lonergan. And they're two amazing speakers as well. And what the whole experience drilled down for me is I'm a speaker too, but I'm only one person. And if I'm working one-to-one or one to a few, that's brilliant. And I love that work. I've so much fire in my belly, Colm, for 2024. And I've really started off 2024 on a high. And Pendulum just put a rocket in underneath that. That I know that I need to be speaking one to many. One to millions, in fact. because, you know, it sealed the deal for me that what I have to say is super important at Pendulum. And like I have one of my notepads from Pendulum here, right? Because I went through one and a half. That's the level of notes that I took. And every single one of them gave me something that I can apply to my life. I always say to my clients, pick three people that you really admire. Don't try and duplicate them, but take elements of their characteristics that you can emulate towards in your own style. And that's exactly what I'm doing with everything from the speakers that I had the privilege to observe, is take elements of them that I admire in what they said or how they said it, very important, and see how I can add that into my life and put my twist on it.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So just speaking more.
It's a pity you didn't enjoy it, Nick. You know, I'm sorry for that. Oh, no, seriously, seriously, that's just wonderful. I'm delighted because, you know, I was the one who stepped up. And of course, you've been wanting to go for a while, but I was the one who stepped up and said, "Look, we're going. Would you not come along with us?" And there's an element of pressure in that. You know, you invite somebody to something, and you're hoping that they'll enjoy it, but then that's not my responsibility.
Yeah, and you're very good at that, Colin.
Well, I'm good at bringing people together, but and I'll accept that. But beyond that, it's entirely up to themselves, and I'm so delighted. Of course, Frankie, you know.
Yeah, but what I admired about how you handled that at the time, Colin, is that you knew from the outset and you set your boundaries in place that this is not a babysitting service.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I said, "I'm here for me, lads, right?
Yeah,
We're all here."
you called it straight away, but also, Colin, you brought us together into the nest. And the minute we got into the nest, you set off to fly.
Yeah.
And that's what empowerment looks like.
I kicked you out again. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
great.
come on in now. This is where we all are. This is home. However, get
It worked. It worked. Come here. That's just superb. Do you think you'll go again next year?
Oh, I'm there.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you might have some Nicola Connolly Byrne troupe with you as well.
Yeah, like I've already said it to a couple of people that I think would really benefit and enjoy it. So we might need to make a little bit more space in the nest.
Okay, yeah, that's 100% fine. Yeah, we can two nests, Nick. You know, I'm not precious. It's all right, Nicola Connolly Byrne. A real pleasure knowing you. A real pleasure working alongside you. Loved what you said about you know, we're all in the same space. We're all trying to do the same work from our own perspectives.
Yeah.
You know, I touched on this before. We don't need karaoke coaches. We don't need anybody trying to be anybody else. I got to be me.
No.
All the people that you mentioned got to be them, and they all were 100% authentic.
Yeah.
And that's
Authentic. That's literally the word that was following me. Authenticity is the mask is very heavy, lads, you know.
the what is?
The mask is very heavy.
Oh
Like
yeah.
if you're wearing a mask
Oh yeah.
and you're trying to mimic somebody else, oh, that's exhausting. You know, that's exhausting. Just be the true you, warts and all,
Worth enough.
and be Marmite.
I love it. Well, come here on that note. I like
Take it
Marmite.
easy.
Happens. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicola Connolly Byrne.
Slán.
So, folks, thanks for joining me and Nicola for this week's Coffee with Colm. Hope and trust as ever you got something from it. Please, please, please consider what's been shared here today and apply it into your thinking for this next week. And then, very importantly, come back next week and we share another coffee together and we ruminate on some other aspect of life and business and probably have another vagabond from the pendulum somewhere here to have a chat with. In the meantime, get some fresh air. Take care of yourself. Get some R&R. If you spend too much time with other people, I recommend you take some time alone and spend some time with yourself. Get to know yourself. If you spend too much time alone, I recommend you get out there and meet some people. And then when the time is right, and only when the time is right, get your head back in the game. Get organized for the week ahead. Get stuck in. Make next week count. And I'll see you here this time next week for another Coffee with Colin. Sláinte. Nicola, last word to you.
Colin, you have that down.